We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
92.9 Podcast, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
I'll go with Trevor Lawrence.
I think Trevor Lawrence is the answer. I think he's still the answer.
He already is starting to kind of look the part. Zach Wilson looked good against the Titans. I think Lawrence right now.
All right. Go check your Twitter feed, Big Bet Bennett.
People, I know. Are people going off about Excitebike?
Man, how do you not know Excitebike?
Sorry, guys. I played Mario.
That is outrageous. And you try to throw in Road Rash like it's the same thing.
Whatever. Stop. Road Rash was cool.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with Mizuno Irons and Wedges. The JPX 921 Hot Metal, Hot Metal Pro, Tour, and Forged Irons offer Mizuno's fastest ball speeds ever. And the new T22 Wedges feature four different sole grinds for varying techniques and conditions. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop online at Worldwide Golf. GolfShops.com.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey, featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled two batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion, and dressed up the label to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis area retail stores. Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100 proof high-rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis Athletics.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
What's up, guys? Dude Perfect here. We are so excited to announce that we are bringing the Dude Perfect Tour to your city this fall. We cannot wait to get out on the road. We are so excited.
Dude Perfect. Live at FedEx Forum, Saturday, October 16th. Get tickets now at DudePerfect.com.
We've got our favorite overtime segments. We've got crazy new competitions. We cannot be more excited to be live and in person with you. So check out DudePerfect.com for details. Signing off for now. Pound it. Noggin. See ya!
Since being the first to make wiper blades over a century ago, Trico has protected drivers in any weather. So if it ever actually rains cats and dogs, you'll be ready. Trico, the future of wipers since 1917. Visit TricoCatsAndDogs.com.
Win a car every Saturday in October at the Fitz. Five Saturdays, five cars. Unbelievable. Giving away lots of promo cash, too. Now that's the way you do October. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. It's never too early to plan for your family's future. That's why Trustmark Tailored Wealth fits you to a
T.
Our
trusted
wealth advisors have an average
20
years of experience helping clients pursue the good life now while keeping a keen eye on
tomorrow.
And the best time to get started?
Today?
Totally.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Wealth Management Division.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Hawkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
When I caught you noticing me noticing your face, hey, what if I thought I knew you, really what's it to you, yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. No to 3 times to create a sauce finish, as I'm certain you know by now. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. Every once in a while, I'll bump into somebody, they'll be like, GP, so you could drink New Amsterdam straight? I said, you can, but you don't have to. You can, but it's not a requirement. You can mix it however you want to mix it. I'm not here to tell you how to drink your vodka. I'm just here to say, if you're going to drink vodka, make sure it's New Amsterdam vodka. Why do you get it? Because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam, that's the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy as basketball season gets underway. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam has a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. And if you need a gluten-free vodka, they make one. It's got a brown label. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So you have a long drive home coming up at some point. Is that an accurate
that is
assessment?
True. Yeah.
Boy, do I have good news for you.
Oh, what?
I've got a new true crime podcast for you to listen to.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Suspect.
Suspect.
Are you familiar?
And what is it about? Suspect. Oh. Is it about a suspect?
It's about a suspect. The name's a good place to start. Okay, it's also done by Wondery, which is like they do some really good podcasts. So it enters the conversation with credibility. Like, you look at Wondery and you go, a little bit like Pixar, you know? Like, if you go Pixar, you go, this is going to be good because it's Pixar. Same thing with Wondery. You get into a Wondery podcast, you can trust that there's probably some quality stuff there. Okay. First credit to Connor Dunning. He's the one that turned me on to it. Okay. So it's there's this woman, and you can't Google anything about it because it'll screw it up for you. So I've stayed away from it myself. But there's this woman, her name's Arpana. And she's from India originally, but she came to the States to go to college, and now she's living in the Seattle area, and she's a programmer or something like that. She lives in an apartment complex, and it's mostly a bunch of other young people. And they're all either friends or they at least sort of know each other, like everybody who lives in this building, if you can picture that. And so they have a Halloween party. Because it's Halloween, everybody gets dressed up, and it's basically... You know, I've been to parties like this at apartment complexes where, you know, some people are partying in this apartment. Some people are partying, you know, upstairs in another apartment. It's basically just a big party in the entire building. And you can sort of go in and out of people's apartments and, you know, everybody settles at one place and then there's some bounce to the other. So it's that kind of deal. So they're all partying pretty late into the night, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then at some point it breaks up. And everybody sort of who lives there goes home, and everybody who doesn't, they leave the apartment complex and go wherever they got to go. Wake up the next day, you know, I feel like it was maybe a weekend day, so it wasn't the craziest thing in the world that a handful of people couldn't get in touch with Arpana. But eventually Monday comes, and she doesn't show up to work, and that's just not like her at all. Her boss can't get in touch with her. Her friends can't get in touch with her. Her father back in India cannot get in touch with her. He's starting to panic because that's not like his daughter at all. You know, the idea that he couldn't get in touch with her for 2 days in a row, doesn't make any sense. A little bit like if I was trying to get in touch with Aiden today, couldn't get him. Tomorrow, couldn't get him. You know, next day, couldn't get him. I'd be like, all right, what is going on? You know, and his phone's off. You know, I would get concerned, just like this father in India. So the father in India had a friend from back home who lived in the Seattle area near Arpana. And the father calls his friend and says, hey, can you please just go check on my daughter? This is the apartment complex she lives on. She lives at. I want you to just go check on her and make sure everything's okay. Guy gets there, and first thing he notices is there's something like wrong with the lock on the door. Like, it looks like somebody has broken into this apartment. And so there's another guy sort of, you know, hanging out. You know, he encounters another person. I believe his guy's named Cameron. And Cameron lives there.
By the way, is this spoiler alert? Are you telling me the whole damn podcast?
I was going to say.
No.
We're having a lot of the podcast here. Like, what's happening? No?
I'm just setting it up for you.
Okay.
I feel like this is just
all this happens in the first 5 minutes, and I'm not going to be thinking of the GP version of the same podcast that
okay.
I'm going to.
Okay, I apologize. I might have just ruined the whole first episode. All right.
You just skipped episode two. It's fine.
Yeah, okay, just go
it's
straight
a long
to.
Podcast.
Go
anyway,
straight to.
She's gone, and it's a great mystery, and that's the end. Right, exactly.
Go straight to episode two. I know, I'm kidding. Start at the beginning. So this man says, hey, Cameron, you know, hey, sir, you know, I don't know what's going on in here. Can you come in here with me? He's like, sure. And boom, they find Arpana. She's in the bedroom floor. They call 911. She is dead. And
spoiler alert.
Well, listen, she was always going to end up dead. I think that's pretty obvious early in the podcast.
It's called suspect.
Yeah, it's suspect for crying out loud. So she's dead, and it's a total whodunit because all of these people were going in and out of each other's apartments all night long.
Yeah. Right.
And so everybody who was at this Halloween party is, you know, theoretically
is a
suspect. And it's like.
It's just like that movie, Knives Out.
You know what?
Kind of is.
I swear. No, that's not why I thought about Knives Out. I thought about Knives Out because my Dateline preview that's coming up reminded me. By the way, this is going to be nothing but true crime the rest of the show. My Dateline preview today reminded me of Knives Out. Did you like Knives Out?
I like Knives Out. Yeah, totally entertaining. What was not to like about Knives Out?
No,
yeah.
I liked it too. I liked it.
They're making a sequel.
Yeah. They're making a sequel.
Yeah. Yep.
Involving the same people.
I don't think it's based around the James Bond guy. What's his name?
Daniel Craig. Yeah. I think he's still in it, but none of those other characters from that
family.
He's
the star. Right. He becomes like the spinoff star. It's like Chachi and Joni. Joni and Chachi spawning off of Happy Days. Only different than that. Right?
Knives Out came out. Whenever it came out, years ago at this point, and somebody I trust was like, "Oh, you'll really like this," and it was on Amazon Prime, and I had it in my queue for like since it came out until 2 months ago, and I would start to watch it all the time, and then I just get distracted by something, and the one thing when we were getting ready to go on vacation, and I knew we were gonna have a long flight, I said the first thing I'm watching on this flight. Is Knives Out. Just to get it, just so I can stop looking at it in my queue on Amazon Prime. So I knocked it out on the flight. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Really good. By the way, I have started another true crime podcast called In the Dark. First of all, did you ever listen to Firebug?
I did not listen to Firebug.
So Firebug is about a guy. I just finished Firebug. Good. Not my all-time greats, but it's interesting because it's about fires, and it's about a guy who writes a novel all about setting fires, right? About some guy, some arsonist, and whatever else. And the question is the guy who wrote the novel, was it a confessional about fires that he was setting all over California? Good. But anyway, so the one that I started on the way up here
sounds like Cher Wright. The Firebug sounds like Cher Wright.
It's a little bit like Cher Wright. It's a little bit like Cher Wright. Yeah. Oh, did Simpson write a If I Did It? Didn't Simpson write a?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right, a little bit like that too. So this is called In the Dark, and I know people who swear by it. Honestly, it was about a kid getting abducted in the first episode, and. and in Minnesota, a kid getting abducted in Minnesota in the first episode. And it was so sad and creepy, I had to turn it off. But I don't like kids getting abducted. I mean, I don't like this Indian woman getting murdered either. But kid getting abducted out of a little town in Minnesota was too much for me. I think I'll – maybe I won't now that I have your suggestion. Maybe I won't listen to In the Dark on the way back. But In the Dark is another one now that I will have queued up as a possibility if I can get myself through it.
There was a recent Dateline I had to preview and spoil about a little girl being abducted. And all these years later, it was like in the 80s. And all these years later, they still haven't solved it.
I think they've solved this one. As you point out, you can always go to Wikipedia and get to the end.
Right, yeah, but like this one, it's over with. You can't, guy that was the most obvious possible suspect, like, lives in Florida, and they've interviewed him, and they've just never been able to charge him. That it'll be unsolved forever, it appears. Isn't that sad? The whole thing's sad.
I don't read stories about, honestly, I don't read stories about climate change because it depresses me. Like, you know, ice cap disappearing and the walruses, dying. And literally the end of our planet kind of depresses me a little bit because there's nothing we're doing or can do or it doesn't feel like. And so I don't read those. And I don't read kids getting hurt stories. I can't stand them.
Can you, I'm just sitting here thinking about that. Can you imagine your kid being abducted?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, Bennett, think about.
No, I know. My wife was almost abducted.
No, don't make Bennett think about that. Like, he's got a little kid.
I know, I got a little kid. No,
your wife was almost abducted?
My wife was almost abducted when she was a kid, yeah.
How?
In Buffalo. Well, it's not
in Buffalo.
Yeah, it was.
In Buffalo. I was nowhere nearby, I want to point out. Yeah, go ahead.
No, she was, playing in her front yard, and a van drove up, and they tried to get her to come get in the van, and her mom was, they didn't see her mom. Was on the porch, and she was like, Kara, get over here, and they drove off.
What in the world?
Yeah. Really? Isn't that scary? Oh.
What in the world?
Did Jeff just get abducted?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Man.
Isn't that scary?
Think about how close she was to being abducted.
I wouldn't get in the van. They can offer me a little candy or a puppy or anything. Not getting in a strange van at this point.
Is that something I still – because I don't think I've ever talked to my young boys about don't get in a van. Is that a conversation they need to have?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Is that
if some stranger tells you to get in the car, mm-hmm. don't do it. Just run.
Just run.
Is that still
or
a
yell
thing?
For an adult. Yes, that's a thing.
It was certainly
absolutely.
A thing in the 70s and 80s.
Okay,
you know,
okay. Tell me this. When's the last time you heard about a kid being abducted by a stranger? I just don't. I'm just thinking through this. I don't hear those stories anymore.
You know, the biggest one was the girl that they found not long, or a couple. I guess it was probably 5-6 years ago now. What was her name? It was a. Do y'all not remember this?
Well, there was one guy.
The one in Utah who was like, was that where she was?
Well,
that's Elizabeth Smart.
Elizabeth, I know the Elizabeth Smart story.
There was another one. The girl, she was abducted when she was real little, and they found her when she got older. They had her in a like room in their backyard, a little shed. Yeah.
Well, there was this one fella, like I want to say it was in Baltimore, but maybe it was somewhere else. But it was a major city, and he had like, you know, three girls living in his garage.
Cleveland.
That's
Cleveland,
right.
Yeah.
It was Cleveland. Yeah. So it just doesn't – it doesn't feel like that happens all the time anymore.
Well, now we got your phone lights up with the Amber Alert, right?
Yeah, I get an Amber Alert every once in a while. I got one yesterday, I think.
Have you ever, like, gone out there and started looking for the person?
No, I feel like Dog the Bounty Hunter can handle it.
I feel like the Amber Alert, it must be effective, or why would they be doing it? But I've never, like, wanted to put on my, you know, all right, here I go. You know, it's not like a bad signal for me when I get an Amber Alert. Sitting on my couch.
Yeah, I think it just means keep an eye out, you know?
Okay.
Like if you see something, just keep your eyes open in case you see something.
Right.
Yeah, I do. Like it says, like, it's a little blonde-haired girl.
Keep your eyes out. Right.
Yeah, you know, I drive around. If I notice a little blonde-haired girl, I'll call somebody.
What's your podcast called again?
Suspect. And
okay.
here's the only reason I would recommend it to you so publicly is that I've started a bunch of these things. And my rule on it is none of these things are so famous. I mean, a few of them get that way. Dr. Death and what's the one with the crazy?
Dirty John,
right. Some of them get so big that
Serial.
You just go, even if I'm not digging this yet, I'm just going to keep through it because everybody loves it. But most of these are not, like, you'd never heard of Suspect. Most of these are not big enough to where... you know, you have to listen to it or you'll be missing out on something.
Right.
So I've started a bunch of them, and my rule is this. If I get to, like, episode 3 and I'm not compelled to listen to it, like I'm like, I have to make myself do it, then I'm not going to do it. I'll just find something else to do. And this is one I finished episode 2 a couple, yesterday on my drive home, and I can't wait to listen to episode 3. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, I would have listened to it last night, but I had a lot of other things going on. So, like,
having heard episode 1, I'm really anxious to get to
episode
2. Yeah,
you're pretty much about where I'm at. you and I know basically know the same amount of stuff about it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks.
So,
appreciate that.
So, Suspect. It's by Wondery, and you'll probably knock it out before I do, given that you've got the long drive home. Hey, the Grizzlies look like they're going to be awesome this year.
I think it's indisputable at this point. You know, you win 2 preseason games. What more assurance do you need that they're going to be awesome? No, honestly, like, the things that look good, like, here's what you want. You want – I said this going into the year. We are still going into the year. You want Ja to be awesome and to take the next step. Because he took a step in the playoffs, but for much of the year, it didn't feel like you were getting this giant leap by Ja. But you did in the playoffs, and you want that Ja. And so far, looks like that Ja. Secondly, you want, and probably the biggest factor, you want Jaren Jackson Jr. to be healthy. And so far, so good there. You want to be healthy and effective, of course. We'll see how that goes, but looks good so far. And then the third thing is, you want of the other, you know, young players that they have, the collection of young players that they have, you want some of them, and there's a lot of them. You know, there's Xavier Tillman and Brandon Clark and Desmond Bane and De'Anthony Melton. I can go on. You want Zaire Williams. You want some of them to look like, okay, and these are going to be the other guys who are going to be long-term effective pieces who are going to emerge. And they're not just some, you know, it's not just 7 players who look like they might be pretty good. Some players who are taking, you know, who else is going to emerge from this group? And right now, Desmond Bane looks great, and De'Anthony Melton looks great. I mean, so far, we obviously haven't seen much. You want Dylan Brooks, obviously, to continue. Dylan in his playoffs, too. But so far, it's not, obviously, it doesn't matter that they won, that they were up by, was it 30 or 40 at the half against Charlotte? What matters is that the players who you want to look great, look great. And I think that's promising.
And I think the quote from Desmond Bane last night that got a lot of attention is noteworthy. For those who missed it, he said, quote, "We're going to be good. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to be good for sure." Like, I don't think that's just a young guy talking wild. I think he believes. Like, you know, these are just 2 playoff games. The Bucks didn't play anybody. You know, I mean, just 2 preseason games. The Bucks didn't play anybody. You know, the Hornets weren't engaged, whatever. But, like, they seem to believe in themselves. And I think that probably starts with Ja, but I don't think it's false bravado. I think they really do think they're going to be good. We'll see if they are, but the fact that they believe, it's a good place to start.
I think the fact that they believe, I think you're exactly right. It's not false bravado. But it started with a little more of a bravado with Zach Kleiman saying, you just wait till you see Ja.
Right.
He's going to be all-star Ja. It's the same thing. Like, they know what they have. We don't yet know what they have. And they could be wrong, but right now they seem pretty confident in what they have in a way that is impressive. And, yes, it feels like quietly reassuring. It's very like, yeah, you know what, we're going to be good. Like, we're going to be good. It's not an overstated quote. It's just a confident quote that is born from a team that, you know, seeing what they see in practice, they feel real certainty they're going to be good.
And, you know, I don't think there was any way to argue against the idea that when the Grizzlies and Pelicans made a deal that involved Jonas Valanciunas and Steven Adams, that the Pelicans were getting the better, more productive individual player. Like, the numbers are the numbers. But Steven Adams, who has, you know, made it pretty clear, I'm not here to do anything other than what they ask me to do, what they need me to do. And so far, what they are asking him to do and what they need him to do, he's doing it really well. Last night, 16 rebounds, 8 of them offensive. He had 15 points to go with them. This all happened in just 24 minutes. Very different player than Jonas, and perhaps not the same player he once was, although he certainly looks like a different player than he was last season. you know, with the Pelicans. You know, I heard, you know, Harrington talking about it this morning on your show. Jonas is probably almost certainly going to be the more productive player this season and average more points and probably more rebounds. We'll see. But Steven Adams looks like he can really fill an important role for this team and, you know, do, like he said, everything they asked me to do and everything they need me to do. And then beyond that, I'll just stay out of the way.
Well, and that's what's interesting is there is – it's very clear that with the Grayson Allen trade and with that trade, they were like that trade was mostly about getting the first-round pick. But in both instances, they were intentionally creating opportunities for other people. Now, I don't think anyone disputed or argued with or was disappointed by the Grayson Allen trade, because I think everyone acknowledged that it's better for Desmond Bane and De'Anthony Melton to have a less cluttered depth chart for them to get more minutes, more opportunity, firmer sense of their role, all of that. And so that very clearly was... It was addition by subtraction. They knew they weren't going to sign him. Like, it made all the sense in the world. With the Valanciunas thing, it was really about, you know, moving up in the draft. But in addition, there's some of the same element there. Like, he is not – Steven Adams is not a guy you are going to throw it to, you know, to get you points. And, yes, you might miss that. But it's also a good thing because it creates – Steven Adams is only going to do the things that he's good at, which is rebounding, running the floor, all of that, and guarding. And no, he's not going to be a guy you throw it to, which means that the ball will be in the hands of the players who you want it to be in the hands of, and the players who you want taking three-point shots. I think they took 43-point shots last night. They didn't make that many of them, but they took 43-point shots last night, I think. And – you know, even though they were more prolific with the let it F and fly or whatever Taylor Jenkins says last year, they were still not prolific. They were still towards the bottom of the league in terms of three-pointers taken, and that's not what they want to be. So they literally were trying to create room and space and whatever else to be a different kind of team.
And in addition to creating room and space, you just create shots. I mean, Jonas took 12 shots a game last season. Steven Adams is never going to take 12 shots in a game. And so let's say he takes – 5 or 6. Well, that's 6 or 7 shots per game that goes to other people. So that's, you know, it's 2 more shots for Ja. It's 2 more shots for Jaren. It's another shot per game for Dylan Brooks. So if you're looking for, let's just focus on Ja, to take that next step and actually become an NBA All-Star in his third year, well, he's probably going to be a more productive player because he's probably going to take more shots than he's ever taken in his career.
Yes, I agree with that. And obviously they need Jaren to take the big step too. You know, they want Jaren to take those shots. And he will. So.
All right, before I let you go, one last question. Who do you think killed Arpana?
I tend to think it was the boyfriend. You know, it was probably the boyfriend, wasn't it?
She was single at the time.
Oh. Okay, then I think it was the guy who wanted to be the boyfriend.
Ooh.
It was the rejected suitor, right?
Ooh, you might be onto something.
It's yeah. If it's not a boyfriend, it's usually rejected.
If there's no
suitor.
Boyfriend,
yeah.
then it's the guy who wanted to be the boyfriend.
Have you listened to Suspect already?
No. I just, you know, I have a real sixth sense about the human condition. I figured this thing out, you know. And men are awful, and so the guy's probably rejected and then whatever else, and he kills her.
You really might be onto something. That is, somebody who fits that description
does exist.
Is a suspect. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, there was a woman who was a year behind me in college who was murdered on the rooftop of a building in New York City.
Jesus.
And you would think, well, maybe it's the boyfriend or maybe it's the aspiring boyfriend. And it was like the son of the building superintendent.
What? Why'd he do it?
Yeah. You know, he was a creep and she was a pretty redhead. And you can Google her, Caroline Eisenberg. It's awful. It was one of those, like, I literally went on a couple of dates with her in college. And I always felt like, you know, I always had the regret that it hadn't worked out. And so anyway, so she's in New York, and she's an actress, an aspiring actress in New York, and she becomes like fodder for New York Post, you know, screaming headlines, totally adorable redhead, you know, Harvard graduate, 1 year out or 2 years out of college, who was murdered by the, I think it was the son of the super in some building in New York. Just freaking awful. Awful. Life is fragile, GP.
Man,
life is fragile.
You don't have to tell me. I do Dateline previews every Friday. You don't have to tell me that life
People
is fragile.
People have asked me about that. Like, what's it with GP in the Dateline previews?
It's the only thing I like talking about besides vaccines.
Yeah, yeah. No, we haven't talked about vaccines in a long time. Hey, but the numbers on the Delta virus are getting much better, and I'm pleased about that.
Would you believe tonight's Dateline focuses on some Eisenbergs? Larry and Lori. Larry and Lori.
Okay, different Eisenberg. This Eisenberg is I-S-E and Caroline Eisenberg. Google her. It's just the saddest story.
I'm going to Google her right now. I'll talk to you on Monday.
It's been a terribly depressing segment, GP. Have a good weekend.
We'll do better next week. Maybe.
Yep.
I don't know.
We'll try.
We'll try. Yeah, we'll give it a go, you know? We keep you on your toes in that 5 o'clock segment. Sometimes
sure.
We're talking about cargo shorts and our tiny hands and how they might compare to Jalen Duren's hands. And other times we're, unfortunately, talking about murder. Sometimes we talk about murder.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Grizzlies segment was positive. So, like, it was we had some good stuff in that segment.
There was some positive Desmond Bane stuff in there.
Sad.
And also a young woman from India getting strangled. And a redheaded actress from Harvard getting murdered in a building. So, like, you know, a little bit of this. Little bit of that. I got a Dateline preview coming up. We'll do it during Dinner to Go. Be back in a second.
Start your weekend off with Saturday Game Day live on 92.9 FM ESPN Saturday morning. And then SEC football with Tennessee taking on South Carolina. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Sunday, it's NFL Sunday on 92.9 with the Giants taking on Dallas at 3 p.m. on 92.9 FM and 680 a.m. Odyssey is your audio home for football.
92.9 is the number one sports place in Memphis for football. Live on the Odyssey app, your audio home for football. Damn, we're everywhere at 92.9 ESPN.
My first plan to spice up the NFL season was to add man-eating tigers to the game. We lost a lot of great players that day, and that was my bad. Now I'm bringing you the Caesars Sportsbook app. It's got live in-game betting, parlays, and Caesars rewards, people. It's even better than Tiger Ball.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commissions. Products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Facebook. Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Cheers! It's Zootoberfest at the Memphis Zoo. Every Saturday and Sunday in October from 10 to 5, you can sip a brew when you purchase a commemorative stein. The event is free with general admission. Must be 21. For details, visit memphiszoo.org.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24. The sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Y'all know what's up.
Guest Javier on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house, if you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled, got the true out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang.
Have a big NFL Sunday on tap. 49ers Cardinals, interesting in that late afternoon slot. Cardinals, only undefeated team in the NFL, sitting here at 4-0. Another interesting one. Packers Bengals, both teams 3-1. You got franchise quarterbacks there. Aaron Rodgers for now. Joe Burrow, theoretically, for many years to come. And Big Bet Bennett, your Tennessee Titans are going to be down in Jacksonville. And Mike Vrabel acknowledged earlier today that Julio Jones is out Sunday against Jacksonville. He did say A.J. Brown is expected to play. Titans are only 4.5-point favorites at Jacksonville. You can't lose this game.
You can't lose this game. You know, I'm really worried about this one just because watching them against the Bengals, like they looked good in the first half. You know, I never buy into the like rally around or whatever, but you know, if there was ever an instance, you know, with Urban Meyer that's been the huge story all week, like I could totally see this being a letdown for the Titans.
The Jacksonville players are not rallying around Urban Meyer. They don't like him. They're not rallying around that guy.
Well, let's hope they throw the game then.
You rally around somebody when you believe in them and you care about them.
Agreed.
They don't care about this guy. They don't like him.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not rallying around them.
The Titans should get this one. The Julio Jones thing is so weird. I just don't understand it. He was trying to come back in the game versus Indianapolis 2 weeks ago. He was running around on the sidelines, and now he's been out for 2 straight games. It doesn't make sense.
Hamstring injuries are impossible.
Impossible. He's dealt with them a lot in his career. I think there might be a little tension between him and Mike Vrabel right now. I'm not sure, but it just the way he talks about him in the press conferences, and I don't know. I think there might be some tension there between those guys. I haven't heard anything. I don't know anything. I just from seeing it play out, I think there might be something there.
Didn't Vrabel publicly criticize him?
Yeah, because he got a huge penalty in that Colts game. I think it was the Colts game. Yeah, he like threw a punch at it. It was like 3rd and 3 or something like that, and he threw or shoved a dude and 10-yard penalty, and they didn't get the first down. So yeah, he criticized him after that.
And then Vrabel got a little bit of pushback for that. Like, people were wondering, should a head coach be publicly criticizing one of his star receivers? And if I remember correctly, Vrabel responded publicly by saying, listen, there is nothing I said about Julio Jones publicly that I didn't say to Julio Jones privately. So it's not like Julio Jones had to hear something from me through the media. We had already talked about it. But I do think there's probably a difference between talking to somebody publicly and saying, hey, you just can't, yo, you can't do that. I don't need to yell at you, you know, but like, we got to be more careful. Doing that privately and then questioning the same person publicly, there's a difference between those two things.
For sure. A lot of people are saying that the Titans are just saving him, that because they don't need him right now, but clearly they needed him last week. I think they need him now. You're 2-2. Like, I don't want to hear it, like the whole, oh, well, we don't need him against the Jets. You can lose to anybody. You lost the Jets. Like, stop.
My understanding with hamstring injuries, I've never been an elite athlete with a hamstring injury, so I'm not speaking first person here, but I remember during the NBA playoffs talking to Avery Johnson, former NBA player, former NBA coach of the year, specifically about a hamstring injury. And he said they're the most frustrating because it's not like with an ankle you can kind of play through pain if you get to a point. With a shoulder, like you could play through pain, a wrist, a hand, a finger. Like, can you play through it? Hamstring injury, if you try to play when you're not quite 100%, you're just going to re-injure it and you're going to be out even longer. So most trainers and players in the year 2021 know that it's not something you mess with. You come back when you're 100%. You do not come back earlier than that. Because if you come back earlier than that, it's just going to be a lingering problem and perhaps something that gets worse. So that's probably the most plausible explanation for why Julio Jones has been out longer than some thought he would be. It's a hamstring injury, and these things take a while, and you don't come back until you're actually ready to come back. Because if you do come back sooner, you've got real problems and problems that could linger throughout the entire season and keep you sidelined way longer than if you'd have just waited it out the first time. So they're going to be without Julio Jones on Sunday. The kickoff is at noon. And you've got to take advantage of all the turmoil in Jacksonville.
Yes,
right now.
You cannot lose that game. You just can't.
There's no way that team should be focused because their coach has been a distraction all week. He's not the type of guy that they're going to rally around. Like, I bet you if you could poll that locker room, do you want Urban Meyer to get fired or stay as coach? Get fired would get more votes. So I would trust the Titans here. You're playing a bad team with a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach who the players don't like. If you can't beat that team, Big Bet Bennett, burn your Titans jacket.
I will. I'll burn it.
Big Bet Bennett has just promised to burn his Titans jacket, the one I'm looking at him wearing right now.
I like this jacket, too.
I like it. It looks good.
Thank you.
My
wife got it for me.
Looks good on you. Man, think about if she would have got abducted. You wouldn't even have that jacket. You wouldn't even have that jacket. Think about that.
Man, I wouldn't have had a lot of things.
How lucky for you, you know?
It worked out
for you. Titans Jaguars noon Sunday on CBS. That is America's most watched network. Fury and Wilder are back in the ring tomorrow night to complete their epic trilogy, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers exclusive 30-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. As you know, FanDuel is America's number one sports book. It's easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe and secure. It's where I play. It's where you should play too. With FanDuel in your corner, you're always going to get exclusive odds boosts, great promotions, and so much more. That's why they are America's number one sports book. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager in designated offer market, max bonus $150, bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours, Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt, restrictions apply, see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with Dinner to Go. I got a Dateline preview.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors. And don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the Stant Custom Fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Southland Casino Racing is hiring, and they're betting $2,000 on you. Come to the Southland Job Fair this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you could get hired on the spot and earn a $2,000 signing bonus. Southland needs both full-time and part-time staff for food and beverage servers, bartenders, cooks, hosts, cashiers, dealers, security, and more. Ready to earn? Search jobs and apply online at dn.careers/Southland. And come see us this Thursday between 11 and 3. Masks required.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Fall is in the air, and so are Choate's Early Bird Specials. Right now, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier gas furnace. Carrier furnaces come with some of the best warranties in the industry, and Choate's has been professionally installing them for over 60 years. As a Carrier factory authorized dealer, Choate's also offers competitive financing solutions for you and your family. If your heating system is in good shape, make sure you take advantage of Choate's Early Bird Tune-Up Special for $60. This tune-up is an in-depth 20-point inspection to make sure your furnace is ready for the winter season ahead. So call 347-8086 to schedule your Early Bird Special today. And turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
And they never heard from him again.
Now that's scary, but listen to this one. It was a dark and dreary night. The man pulled into the convenience store parking lot. The lights flickered as he crept toward the counter and saw the new Halloween jumbo box, but he left without buying one, missing his chance at $75,000.
That's terrifying.
I know, right?
Scare up some fun this season with a new Halloween Jumbo Box. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
And the Powerball number is 6.
I can't believe it.
Did we win?
Nope. But I can enter this ticket in Powerball's first Millionaire of the Year promotion for the chance to win a New Year's Eve party package and $1 million.
Okay, so did you do the laundry?
Nah, but there's a chance I might tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make 2022 a year to remember. Visit TNVIPrewards.com and enter your Powerball tickets by October 25th for a chance to be the Powerball first millionaire of the year. The Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Unbelievable. The Fitz is giving away a car every single week in October. Cars in promo cash, baby. Giving it all away. Talking $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11 p.m. and $2,500 more at midnight. And on Saturdays, cars. Five of them. Isn't that just like the Fitz to pick a month with five Saturdays just so you can get an extra chance at a car? Unbelievable. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Installing brand new carpets shouldn't mean putting your life on hold. Enjoy a simplified installation experience at the Home Depot by licensed local professionals. With an unbeatable selection of affordable styles, colors, and fabrics that are durable and low maintenance, including options that are odor and stain resistant. And right now, you can get your carpet installed for free. Get started today at the Home Depot. free carpet installation on purchases of $499 or more. No square foot minimum. Excludes in-stock styles. U.S. only. See store for details.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Moe's Southwest Grill. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Yeah! How you feeling?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
Memphis is known for barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that is Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookston, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously, the barbecue at Memphis Barbecue Company is tremendous. If you've been there, you already know. If you've never been there, I don't know what you're doing. You should have been there by now. I've been talking to you about it for years. It's easy to get to. 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis, 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off. Go right. You can see it from the interstate. That's how accessible it is. Easy to get to, easy to find. You can dine in 7 days a week or make a pickup order online. I told you the barbecue is great. Other things are great too. My point being that you don't have to want barbecue to go to Memphis Barbecue Company. They've also got salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. Go check the menu at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. Online, MemphisBBQCO.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the most important thing, I think, is that Bennett's wife almost got abducted when she was a child.
How about that?
How lucky are you that didn't happen?
Very lucky,
You wouldn't have your wife.
Yep.
I mean, you might have a different one.
Maybe, but I like the one that I have.
Yeah, you want this one.
Yeah, I want this one.
Yeah, well, so you wouldn't have this one.
Mm-mm.
She would have been abducted. You wouldn't have your little boy.
No.
You wouldn't have that Tennessee Titans jacket.
You're right. She bought me this jacket. Yep. That's one of my favorite jackets. And I might have to burn it on Monday. That would suck.
How different would your life be if your wife got abducted when she was a child?
It'd be awful.
First off, you'd be cold today.
I'd be cold. Yep.
You wouldn't have that jacket.
First and foremost.
Yep. Man, I'm so happy that never happened to her.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy as well.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Go National League playoffs. NLDS, Dodgers, Giants at Oracle Park in San Francisco, California. This is game one of a best of five series. The Dodgers are the lower-seeded team. That's why we're starting this thing in San Francisco. But the Dodgers are still the favorites to advance in the series and also the favorite tonight in game one. Dodgers minus 115 on the money line. The total is 7. It's Walker Buehler against Logan Webb. How you feeling, Big Bet Bennett?
I think this is the most exciting series.
Oh, it's
sure.
Going to be great.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this one. I think I'll go Dodgers. That roster, like, you can't deny that. I'm going to go with the Dodgers tonight. Yeah, money line.
Still no Max Muncy.
I got Mookie, though.
Love Mookie Betts.
I love Mookie Betts so much. He's one of my favorite players. Yeah, I'm going Dodgers, yeah.
I feel like if you can get Walker Buehler at minus 115, you got to do that.
You got to do that, yeah.
But I make mistakes all the time. The official bet of Big Bet Bennett is Dodgers minus 115. First pitch, 8:37. You can watch it on TBS.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock.
All right, I'm ready.
I did a preview.
Let's go.
I've already previewed it a little bit with Calkins.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the Eisenbergs. I did a preview. So what we're going to do, you should know what we're going to do at this
point.
You
know how we do this.
We're going to preview Dateline, tonight's Dateline, all new 2-hour special, and then we're going to spoil it. I'm going to tell you everything about it so that you don't have to actually spend your Friday night watching it.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Bennett, take notes.
Yep. I got to write the names down.
Larry and Lori Eisenberg were living what appeared to be a good life in North Idaho. They spent lots of time together. They enjoyed each other's company. And like many couples in that part of the country, they cherished days spent outdoors. So on February 13th, 2018, on a pleasant Tuesday, out on Lake Coeur d'Alene, they decided to launch their boat into the water. 2 hours later, the 911 call came. Lori told the operator that her husband had gone overboard trying to inspect a stalled engine. He then disappeared into that lake. Lori seemed devastated. Her husband, he was gone. Fast forward a week and Larry's body still had not been found. And that's when Lori decided to write a letter to her friends explaining what happened just hours before Valentine's Day. She said Larry fell in the water trying to look at that stalled engine. She said she thought he might have had a stroke or something. And when she tried to jump in after him to save him, she said she slipped and hit her head on a space heater. And by the time she came to, Larry was gone. To some, the story seemed fishy. And when Larry's body was found a week after Lori sent that letter, the autopsy that followed, it raised even more concerns. The coroner realized immediately that Larry did not die of drowning. There were no signs of a stroke. He died instead because Larry had lethal levels of Benadryl in his system. So this was not some boating accident. Oh, no. What this was a murder. And Lori, well, she quickly became the prime suspect. But family members, they had big questions. Would Lori really murder her husband? And if so, why? That's tonight on Dateline.
Okay, well, this one's saying, I don't think we're getting Keith tonight.
Keith Morrison reports.
What? Oh, man. See, that changes everything.
Keith Morrison reports.
Man, that changes everything because, I mean, on the surface.
You thought you were getting Josh Mankiewicz.
I thought I was getting Josh Mankiewicz. And
you thought you was getting Andrea Canning.
Keith usually does Keith these Morrison. Ones with some extreme twist. Like, I mean, to me, Lori did this and it's a no-brainer. Like, I mean, come on. She put it in his drink before they went out to the boat ride and then he drank some too much Benadryl, got woozy, and she threw him overboard and he drowned.
Bennett, you've been doing this too long.
Yeah, is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Ooh.
Bennett, you've been doing this too long.
I knew Lori did it.
So the question becomes, what is Lori up to? What's she doing?
What's Lori doing?
Okay. Let me tell you what this old Lori was up to. This one. Woo.
So she have another man?
No, there's okay. No evidence of that. No evidence of that. She was caught up in an embezzlement scheme.
Ooh, that's not good.
She's kind of like the Terrence Williams of North Idaho. So she had embezzled like $500,000 from her employer.
Okay.
And she said she did it to help her daughters financially, some of whom are single mothers without health insurance.
Okay.
Who knows if that's true, but that's what she said. So anyway, Lori knew she was about to be exposed, like this was coming to a head. So she ultimately admitted, this is her story, that she made a drink spiked with Benadryl and planned to use it to commit suicide.
She was going, wow.
She was going to kill herself. This is what made me think of Knives Out.
Okay, yeah, okay.
But she said Larry unknowingly drank the drink spiked with Benadryl, and that's how he died. She insists, I was not trying to kill my husband. I was trying to kill myself. And then my husband drank my drink that I was going to use to kill me, and so it killed him. Do you believe her? Let's stop here for a second.
Heck no.
Me neither. Liar, pants on fire.
No way. That just doesn't play out.
Because here's the problem. If Larry really just overdosed on Benadryl, he's almost certainly just going to collapse in the boat.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Secondly, why are you going to kill yourself on a boat with Larry?
Yeah. And the third thing, like, if you think about it, man, like, I know couples share drinks and stuff like that, but when does that, like, if my wife and I are having, like a Coca-Cola or something.
So glad she didn't get abducted.
I'm so glad she didn't get abducted either. But, like, it's not like I'm like, man, I really want her Coca-Cola. Like, I'm going to drink that. And she's not going to care. It's no big deal. I'm just going to drink it.
No, Lori is not telling the truth. First off, if you're going to kill yourself with Benadryl, you just do that at home. You don't go out on a boat and do it with Larry.
Exactly.
I mean, what are we talking about? You want to overdose on Benadryl on a boat with Larry? What are you doing? beyond that, let's say if for some unlucky reason, let's just take her at her word for a second. She went out on the boat with Larry. She made a drink, Spike with Benadryl. She was going to drink it to kill herself. But then Larry accidentally drank it. Wouldn't you tell him almost immediately?
Yes.
Don't stop. You don't know. You can't
Larry,
drink that.
Larry, stop.
Yeah. Right? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Larry. And let's say he really was looking at a stalled engine when the Benadryl hit him, and then he fell out of the boat. You slipped and hit your head on a space hitter? Space heater?
Come on, Lori.
Come on, Lori. How many lies are you trying to ask us to believe?
You know, now is Lori interviewed in this tonight? Do we know that?
I think they take testimony from her sentencing.
Gotcha. Okay.
This woman, too many obvious lies in her story.
That's why they put Keith on this, because she's lying. Because this is
Keith won't put up with it.
Keith won't put up
He
with
will
it.
Not tolerate
exactly,
that.
Exactly. He's good at bringing it out of people. Yeah.
Prosecutors also realized it took her 2 hours to call 911 after Larry was in the water. Why? Because she was making sure that
Panic,
body was
yeah.
gone. She was making sure that body was gone. If your wife, the one who was never abducted, fell into a lake accidentally, you would call 911 immediately.
Absolutely. Where is he?
This woman, it took her 2 hours to call. Get out of my face, Lori. She was just waiting for that body to sink to the bottom of the lake.
Sure was.
So she was ultimately charged with first-degree homicide, and she pleaded guilty to second-degree homicide. They accepted that plea because she's already 67 years old. They gave her 30 years, so she's going
to
die.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.